Sometimes we walk upstairs, but the pure in heart walks the highway to heaven. We are walking up the King's highway. Oh, if you're not walking, start while I'm talking.
God's Covenant Church, the Church of God established in Jesus' name. And we're thanking God for another Sabbath day, and we're in the school of wisdom. Truly, we are the people of God, a holy people, a holy nation, that we should serve the God in holy living. And I'm thanking God for our great pastor who's teaching us how to walk upright, how to present God a life lived. Truly, God is a holy God, and so are we, his people. And now I present unto you our great pastor and teacher, bringing us the words of truth, Perry Boyd.
Thank God for your elder Batiste. Thank God. Another Sabbath day, glad to be with you. We're going to continue in the thought of having the knowledge of God. Before we get into that, the choir, we're going to sing an a cappella for you.
All right.
Fight to die.
Die of the old man, to die.
I've been called to fight
the good fight.
is what our plight here at 425 Laconia Boulevard. Our plight and our fight is to die. Die out of the old man. Debbie, our announcements.
You can visit us at any time for our broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us at any time at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org. In addition, you can find us on Pandora's podcast. Search and subscribe to God's Covenant Church podcast on Pandora. If you have any questions or concerns about this way or questions about any scriptures, please text us at area code 323-388-5676 and we will strive to get you the answer on our program. Again, that number is area code 323-388-5676. Now our pastor.
Thank you, Deacon. Thank God, another Sabbath day. Glad to be with you. Glad for this door of utterance. Bring you knowledge. And it's from the Lord. Isn't that beautiful? Thank God.
Beautiful.
Deuteronomy 4 and 6 says, keep therefore and do them. For this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely, this great nation is a wise and understanding people. For what nation is there so great who hath God so nigh unto them as the Lord our God is in all things that we call upon him for? And what nation is there so great that hath statutes and judgments so righteous as all this law which I set before you this day? Whatever subject we may discuss, whatever scripture, you may wonder why we always come back to the commandments. Well, everything is about God's word. That's what we come back to. Everything stems from God's word, and it's called the commandments. Let's go to Hosea 4 and 6. Now, that's common knowledge amongst those who have knowledge. But when you don't have knowledge, you're a stranger. And things sound strange to your ears when you see and hear of the wonderful works of God. They seem strange to the stranger,
right.
But to those that know him, it's wonderful.
Yes.
They're called wonderful acts, marvelous, mighty acts. Deacon Franny, Hosea 4 and 6, what does it say?
My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge, because thou hast rejected knowledge. I will also reject thee.
So it's not as if God felt we couldn't do it. We rejected it. Our forefathers did. And maybe some of us did before our eyes came open. But rejecting knowledge. Not that God don't give it. Read.
That thou shalt be no more priest to me, seeing thou hast forgotten the law of thy God.
And the reason why so many today don't have that knowledge because the forefathers, they forgot God. And now the people that say they are living for God, who are called Christians and Judaizers that say they live for God but don't accept Jesus, they don't have a clue of what God's word is. And even when you show it to them, there is no willing mind to yield to it because of how we've been programmed by the forefathers down through the years. Can no one live perfect? You can't live without sin, and on and on and on. It's in the fabric of our spirit, of our minds growing up. That's all we've ever heard. You hear it on TV through everything. Nobody's perfect. That's a lie. But anyway, read it again, 4 and 6. Say it again.
My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee.
That God rejects us when we reject knowledge. And that continues on as you follow God. Not to reject knowledge. Not that God don't give it, because God gives it, but rejection comes. Let's go to Matthew. We don't want to be those of old. that rejected the call or rejected the warning. Yes. We want to be those with an ear to hear and a mind to run. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes. Beautiful.
To believe God like Joseph did. Joseph was warned, they're going to come and destroy that baby. Let's move. And he took the warning and moved with fear. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
That's the way God is with his people. Yes. Warn you before impending danger
yes.
comes.
Yes.
And many times, it's the danger of the enemy. And God gives us knowledge how to avoid that enemy. Isn't that beautiful? Or to overcome him. Same thing.
Right.
Matthew 23 and 34.
Wherefore, behold, I send unto you prophets and wise men and scribes, and some of them ye shall kill and crucify.
What?
And some of them shall ye scourge in your synagogues and persecute them from city to city.
Prophets.
Yes.
Wise men, scribes. And I thought many times God comes in a way where you really don't expect it. The anointed. Then they'll send you somebody with wisdom. Could be your brother, your sister. Will you accept it?
Right.
Let's go to 2 Kings.
Kings.
God always had a way to get a message to an ear to hear. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
And if you got an ear to hear, God got a way to get you a message.
Yes.
It don't have to come direct from the mouth of God.
Right.
And yet it does. But whatever you're hearing from that other one, that wise person or wise man, is yet from the words
yes.
of God. It's repeating what God said. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Because if that wise man is not speaking the same thing as the prophet or the scribe,
yeah.
then you don't have nothing.
That's right. That's right.
They're on their own. 2 Kings 5 and 1. What does it say?
Now Naaman, captain of the host of the king of Syria, was a great man with his master, and honorable because by him the Lord had given deliverance unto Syria. He was also a mighty man in valor, but he was a
Now just think about it. Our God, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob,
yes.
suffered Israel to be captured, and now he was going to bless one of their captains. Because it wasn't about him being a captain, it's about the mind.
Yes.
Even though he had a mind to fight, he was a man of valor, valor.
Mm-hmm.
God knew he had a mind to hear, and
yes.
God had a way to get his attention.
Yes.
But remember now, this is what the scripture is saying, when Jesus said, now, there was many lepers in the days of Elisha, but none was sent but to Naaman.
Right. Yes.
Don't you know that infuriated Israel? Because all he was doing was bringing to your attention how your God is, how God is. Just because he's a God in Israel don't mean you're going to get healed.
Right.
It don't mean that.
Right.
He said, I will bless whom I will.
Yes.
Showing mercy unto thousands, not all, but thousands. And just because you're not showing mercy at a time don't mean that you're not with God.
Right.
Maybe God wanted to see what you could do, like he did Job. He didn't show him mercy, did he? For a time he did, because he wanted to see what he's going to do. We can see what he's going to do. But the point is, everybody's not going to be healed. Let's not get offended the way God heals. Read.
And the Syrians had gone out by companies and had brought away captive out of the land of Israel a little maid, and she waited on Naaman's wife.
That little maid was wise. Waiting, captured, working for the enemy's wife. Just a maid. But guess what? She didn't have so much animosity. He's a leper. I'm going to let he ought to die. He come got me captive. But she went and gave information to help the man.
Yes.
Listen, I know a man can help you. What did he say?
And she said unto her mistress, would God my Lord were with the prophet that is in Samaria, for he would recover him over his leprosy.
He's going to recover him.
Of his leprosy.
Of his leprosy.
Yes.
And then he heard that. You know, wait a minute. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Maid told me, get my leprosy healed. Let's see what this is all about. Go to the ninth verse.
So Naaman came with his horses and with his chariot and stood at the door of the house of Elisha.
Horses and chariots. Great man. Five limousines. Big entourage. Secret service. Who are you? I'm the maid. Let me see your credentials. He had all of that. Now, if he had chariots and all that, you think he'd have somebody working undercover to make sure everything is legit? Really? That's the common thing men do. Who is this Elisha? I don't know him. Go check him out. Greet.
And Elisha sent a messenger unto him, saying,
actually, it's Elisha.
Elisha, yes, Pastor.
Because it's pronounced the same way. Elijah, Elisha. Yes, it's the same thing. Yes. Not Elise.
Okay.
Go ahead.
And Elisha sent a messenger unto him, saying, go and wash in Jordan 7 times.
Now, wait a minute. He came and stood at the door of the house. Mm-hmm. Let him know I'm here. Mm-hmm. But he didn't respond that way. Sent somebody out to him, a messenger.
Right.
What did he say?
And Elisha sent a messenger unto him, saying, go and wash in Jordan 7 times, and thy flesh shall come again to thee, and thou shalt be clean.
But what happened?
But Naaman was wroth, and went away.
That's what happened many times. Somebody tell you wisdom. Yes. You shouldn't be doing that. Just pray for me. Oh, right. Why? Mm-hmm. I always question. Just couldn't obey good counsel.
Yes, yes.
After all, she told him where he was.
Yes, yes.
Now you're getting enraged because he said, go dip in muddy Jordan. What did he say?
But Naaman was wroth and went away and said, behold, I thought he will surely come out to me.
See, it's always what ones think.
Right.
What did God say? Your thoughts are not my thoughts. Although he thought that, that was not the plan. And it's not the problem about what he thought. But when it was told him what to do, he wasn't satisfied with that.
Right.
He wanted God to come in a way that was suitable for him.
Yes.
Read.
Yes, I thought he would surely come out to me and stand and call on the name of the Lord.
Well,
God.
Surely, God is going to recognize that I'm weak. I'm just, maybe God will show mercy because I got to, what did he say about Esau? Though he cried with tears, wasn't acceptable. Because it wasn't about the tears, about what was in his heart. Read.
And strike his hand over the place and recover.
Otherwise, I know how he's going to do it. I thought he'll come out and strike his hand. I've seen this done before. I heard about this. What?
Are not Abana and Pharpar, rivers of Damascus, better than all the waters of Israel? May I not wash in them and be clean? So he turned and went away in a rage.
In a rage. But see, you would say, well, that man will never be saved. God knew his heart.
Right.
What happened?
And his servants came near and spake unto him and said, my father, if the prophet had bid thee to do some great thing, wouldest thou not have done it? How much rather then when he saith to thee, wash and be clean?
Isn't that beautiful? Good counsel.
Good counsel.
He talked to him in a way that was commonsensical to the man.
Yes.
What did he say?
Then went he down and dipped himself 7 times in Jordan, according to the saying of the man of God.
What?
And his flesh came again like unto the flesh of a little child, and he was clean.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
What did 15 say?
And he returned to the man of God, he and all his company, and came and stood
before
him.
Now he's showing how grateful he really is.
Yes.
Now what would that look like if he had just left?
Right. Right. So,
tell him, I got you. Right. Something like that. He didn't do that.
No, he didn't.
He came back to him.
Yes,
he turned like the Lord said and gave thanks.
Yes,
what did he say?
And stood before him. And he said, behold, now I know that there is no God in all the earth.
That's the true saying. There is no God in all the earth. But what?
But in Israel. Now therefore I pray.
No.
Thee. Yes.
But in Israel.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Now therefore I pray thee, take a blessing of thy servant.
You can't buy your blessing. That's why Elisha said, no, I don't want it. Because you can't buy a blessing.
Right.
That's what the mafia do. They thought they could buy blessings. And they go massacre somebody while they was having their child baptized and think they're going to get a blessing.
Right.
And leave a nice big wad of money. It's for your new nursery now, you know. Be praying for me now. Pray that I make it in there while I do my dirt. Let's go back. Matthew 23. Wise men. Many wise men in scribes. That was a wise person. That was a wise man. Happened to be a woman. A maid. And the service was just wide enough to tell him, said, listen, if the prophet had told you something great, wouldn't you have done it? Something that simple, couldn't do it. But wait a minute. He came to himself. Got it together. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes, beautiful, yes.
Matthew 23 and 34. Read again.
34, yes, Pastor. Wherefore, behold, I send unto you prophets and wise men and scribes, and some of them ye shall kill and crucify.
Some we're going to kill and crucify. Mm-hmm. 36 verse says what?
Verily I say unto you, all these things shall come upon this generation.
What?
O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, thou that killest the
That's
prophets.
The one rejecting knowledge. Yes. Supposed to be a part of the church. Mm-hmm. In Jerusalem, the prophets are coming, mm-hmm. and they rejected it.
Yes.
What?
And stonest them which are sent unto thee.
What?
How often would I have gathered thy children together, even as a hen gathereth her chickens under her wings.
What?
And ye would not.
What?
Behold, your house is left unto you desolate.
Desolate. Other words, ain't going nowhere.
Right.
It ain't going no further. That's it. Mm-hmm. Desolate. What?
For I say unto you, ye shall not see me henceforth till ye say, blessed is
till
he.
Ye.
Till ye shall say, blessed is he that cometh in the name.
That's a true saying. Until you can't bless the one that's coming in his name, you're not going to see God.
Yes.
What you see is you. Let's go to St. John 3 and 26. Thank God. Knowledge. That's what we're striving to continue in. The knowledge of God, because so many, and I'm talking about 99 and 3 quarters, don't have it. And it's really more than that.
Make it plain, make it plain.
If you go to, according to man's calculations today, you would say 100%. Mm-hmm. They call 100% human hair. Mm-hmm. And you got yak in there. And, but they say that's 100%.
Right.
Well, our salt is so sparing in the earth, you might say 100%. Don't know God.
Right, Pastor. Right,
yes, Pastor.
Because when you sprinkle that salt, you can't see it.
Yes.
St. John. 3 and 26.
And they came unto John and said unto him, Rabbi, he that was with thee beyond Jordan, to whom thou bearest witness, behold, the same baptizes, and all men come to
him. I don't know why they thought that was going to provoke jealousy in John. They all come unto him, the one you baptize. What did he say?
John answered and said, a man can receive nothing except it be given him from heaven.
Well, if he did it, God gave it to him.
Yes.
You can't do nothing unless it's given from heaven.
Yes.
If God gave you stuff, you should be able to use it.
Right.
But what God gave is anointed, they all performed in it, every one of them.
Yes.
If it was given to them.
Yes.
What?
Ye yourselves bear me witness that I said, I am not the Christ, but that I am sent before him.
Isn't that beautiful? Now that's someone that's honest. That's someone that's satisfied with what he has.
Yes.
Or she.
Yes. That's beautiful.
I just keep the door.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not the pastor.
That's beautiful.
I'm not him.
Yes.
But the wannabes, well, ain't so clear about how things really are.
Right.
Fuzzy stuff. But someone that's sincerely with God, no, this, nope.
All right.
I'm not the pastor.
All right.
I'm not that prophet.
Right.
And that's what he said, I'm not that prophet.
That's right.
I just come to baptize.
Yes.
I didn't come to part the Red Sea.
Yes.
I'm just a forerunner. That's all he said. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Let's read the 31st verse. What does it say?
He that cometh from above is above all. He that is of the earth is earthy.
What?
And speaketh of the earth. He that cometh from heaven is above.
Isn't that beautiful? Let's go to 1 St. John 1 and 6.
Yes, beautiful.
He
yes.
that cometh from above is above all. Did you say that, Deacon Richard?
I can say that.
Yeah, you can. You can say what the scripture quoted, but you didn't say that. The scripture said it. So he told us that we were the head and not the tail. Is that above all?
Yes.
Yes. It's not a lie. It's true.
Praise God. Thank God. That's
right. 1 and 6, St. John. What does it say?
There was a man sent from God whose name was John.
Well, I believe that's from above. You sent from God. That's from above, isn't it? But the carnal mind can't see that. All you have to do is have the charge. Sent from God. It's from above. It's from heaven.
Yes.
The same thing. Read.
The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe.
What?
He was not that light.
Isn't that beautiful? He wasn't that light. Just came to be a witness. That's how you gain knowledge. Stay in your place.
Yes. Isn't that beautiful?
Thank God. Thank
this
God.
Is what I came to do. I wasn't that light, but I came to bear witness of that light.
Yes.
I'm a light, but I wasn't that light.
Right.
Read.
Yes, he was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of
that light. What?
That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world.
Isn't that beautiful? Every man. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not.
What?
Yes, 10, 11. He came unto his own, and his own received.
Well, that's what happened. Jerusalem. The churchgoers refused him. And I believe the scripture says, the stone the builders disallowed became the head of the corner.
Yes. All right.
Rejected it. Mm-hmm. Knowledge.
Yes.
3 and 31, St. John. Let's go there.
Beautiful.
Thank God. We really don't realize how precious what we have is, that knowledge. And we don't want to lose that knowledge.
Yes.
Make sure we keep it close.
Yes, Lord.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes,
you ain't got to walk around exalted, but know one thing, we're the head and not the tail. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
3 and 31.
He that cometh from above is above all.
Mm-hmm.
He that is of the earth is earthly and speaketh of the earth.
Speak of the earth. Everything is natural. Mm-hmm. Why? Because they're not spiritual minded.
Mm-hmm.
But he that is from above bring you spiritual knowledge. That's what he did about Jesus. And when I come, it's before me.
Yes.
He was preferred before me. Because he was.
Yes.
Spiritual.
Yes.
Let him, I'm just preparing you the way. Read.
He that cometh from heaven is above all.
He that cometh from heaven is above all. Read.
And what he hath seen.
He that cometh from above is above all. 31. That's what you just read.
Yes, Pastor.
And the next line.
Uh-huh.
He that is of the earth
is earthly and speaketh of the earth.
What?
He that cometh from heaven is above all.
What?
Mm-hmm. And what he hath seen and heard, that he testifieth, and no man receiveth his testimony.
Because he's talking about the man of sin.
Yes.
The old man don't receive God.
That's right. That's
just
right.
The new man.
Yes.
Beautiful.
The old man rejects God.
Yes.
That's why I said no man receive his testimony. He's talking about the man that is not of God.
Right.
What?
He that hath received his testimony hath set to his seal that God is true.
That God is true. Go to Exodus 20.
Yes.
Thank God.
Yes.
We know. I heard a message. We were looking for commandment keepers in London. And we found a church, the Church of God, Seventh Day. And we listened to a little bit of his sermon. Almost. But he was talking about divine grace. Man, you cannot, and he said, the law came by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus. That's true. But the way he was trying to say, you didn't have that grace until Jesus came. That is true. But Jesus came in the very beginning. That was Jesus that came when he gave it. That's why I say he came by. But what they did, he said the law came by, was given by Moses, but grace and truth was from Jesus Christ. That's true. But the way he said it, he don't have the knowledge, because he made it like it was two different things. It's not. The law came by Moses because God gave it to him.
Right.
And God is Jesus.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And in the law is the grace. And yet he mentioned about mercy in the commandments. It looked like someone we would be fortunate enough to impart some knowledge, maybe. So we're going to try to contact them and see how they respond. So we keep the commandments too. But I think they're just caught up in a day. And, you know. What are we reading?
Exodus 20.
20 and 1 says what?
Yes, I see. And God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of
bondage. So one of the first things when you come to God and you say you're saved from something.
Yes.
You're saved from bondage.
Yes.
Things that had a part of you that you couldn't control, God saved you from that.
Yes.
And you were here walking on clouds. Mm-hmm. Things you had no power over.
Yes.
Now in God, you got power to at least withstand the onslaught.
All right.
And you want to continue standing and resisting that onslaught until the resistance is not there.
Yes.
It's called overcoming. Isn't that beautiful? Read.
Thou shalt have no other gods before me.
In other words, when you get rid of these things that have you in bondage, don't have anything before me.
Mm-hmm.
And on and on and on. Jeremiah 3:15. Let's read that.
Yes.
This is how you get the knowledge. And you and the beautiful thing about God's word is you can't get the knowledge without adhering to the word. Because the word is the knowledge. Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful.
And I'll say this again. Anybody that's striving to live for God, say that they want God to be their God to save them, you should read Jeremiah 3:15.
Right.
Any time you're unhappy with your pastor or the one that's leading you,
mm-hmm.
you read Jeremiah 15 and you blame God. Because God gonna give you the leader you need. Not what Hezekiah need, the one you need. Not the one they needed in Galatia, but what you need here in Los Angeles.
All right.
If God wouldn't give you Moses, he would have raised you up in Moses' time. But whatever time it is for us to come, God got someone there for us if you want to be saved. Isn't that beautiful? 3:15, what?
And I will give you pastors according to mine heart.
But wait a minute. So the pastor you have is after God's heart. Whatever they're bringing, that's God's heart they're bringing. If you don't believe it, what's the point being here? What's the point? You want God to show you love, but show God love. Like the one said, Lord, so-and-so. He said, okay, I tell you what, the baptism of John, was it of men or of God? Well, I can't say, but neither would I tell you then. We want God to show us love, but we won't show God love. He want God to forgive us, but we won't bring the fruits meet for repentance. We won't bring it. But yet you want something from God. It didn't work like that. It works together. You work together with God. You don't, you're on your own.
Beautiful.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes, it is.
Read it again.
And I will give you pastors according to my
heart.
So
I don't care what dispensation it is. Anybody that say, I don't like this pastor, I don't care if they know God or not. That's the pastor God gave you.
You can visit us at any time for our broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us at any time at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org. In addition, you can find us on Pandora's podcast. Search and subscribe to God's Covenant Church podcast on Pandora. If you have any questions or concerns about this way or questions about any scriptures, please text us at area code 323-388-5676 and we will strive to get you the answer on our program. Again, that number is area code 323-388-5676.